Hello and welcome to Talking Politics, a weekly look at the issues at Missouri's capital and beyond. I'm Scott Kanowski. This week, you've probably heard news about the redrawing of Missouri's representative districts for both statewide and federal offices for about the past year or so. Every 10 years, representative districts must be redrawn to reflect population changes from the most recent census. But this time around, the matter has bounced around various Jefferson City agencies with no conclusion in sight. So why is this still an issue? And in the end, who benefits? To answer these questions, we'll be joined by the Dean of the Statehouse Press Corps, Phil Brooks. But first, President Obama has been under fire recently about how his health care program handles birth control. And now, as a reaction, a Missouri State Senate committee has endorsed legislation dealing with the same issue. Sherman Faves filed this report from Jefferson City.
The Senate Business Committee has passed a bill allowing businesses to not provide insurance coverage for birth control or abortion, if it's against the employer's religious beliefs. Representing every Catholic bishop of Missouri, Bishop John Gatos of Jefferson City, said it is imperative for the bill to be passed quickly.
Regulators proceeded to write a rule that violates the moral and religious convictions of Americans.
A spokeswoman for Planned Parenthood of Missouri says medical treatments would be even more difficult to access. The committee passed the bill by a 6-2 vote along party lines. The bill will now move to the Senate floor.
That was State Capitol reporter Sherman Faves. Now moving on to the State House's ongoing hot topic, redistricting. First, the Missouri Senate passed a bill on Thursday pushing the state's candidate filing dates back a month. Ashley Hartman explains how this move directly affects state Senate redistricting.
The Senate unanimously approved the plan to delay the filing deadline from February 28th to March 27th for candidates running for state offices. Senator Mike Parson sponsors the bill and says the only way to give Missourians a chance to be able to adopt a map is to extend these filing dates.
Usually the filing dates are earlier, but again, because of the redistrictings and it happens every 10 years, this is unusual circumstances, and that's why we're doing what we're doing this time.
Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Ashley Hartman.
And now that legislation is moving through to the Missouri House. On Monday, it passed the House Elections Committee and next goes to the Rules Committee. House Majority Leader Tim Jones says having a two-week filing period that would begin in mid-March and end on March 27th, as currently scheduled, provides potential lawmakers with more than enough time to file.
You know, in this day and age when you can very easily travel to Jefferson City to sign up for an office, a two-week filing period should be more than adequate enough time to make a day trip up to sign up for office.
The bill was passed quickly last week by the Missouri Senate over uncertainty surrounding the new state House and Senate district maps. The House map recently won a court challenge, but that decision is being appealed. The Missouri Supreme Court recently rejected the state Senate map, which is being redrawn by a bipartisan commission appointed by Governor Jay Nixon. And now, with all this background, let's talk about redistricting of federal maps, not for statewide offices. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments for a recently redrawn map last week. The High Court must decide if the districts equally and fairly represent the state's population. In other words, the court must decide if the redrawn map is constitutional. I sat down with longtime State House reporter Phil Brooks, who has been covering the issue for some time. Phil, can you do me a favor and define compactness? That has been a central issue of this trial so far. What does that mean when the court says compactness, basically?
Tell you what, if I give you that answer, you can give me a little hat that says I'm a member of the Missouri Supreme Court. That's the issue before the state high court of what do you mean by compactness? Perfectly circular, perfectly square? Can it be elongated? Can it have little blips sticking out there? Truly is the issue before Missouri Supreme Court. What is or is not compact?
In the past, what has been its definition? What has the court said is its definition?
If you listen to the lawyers, there really hasn't been a legal definition of this. And realize, Scott, it's not just compactness, it's compact as may be. What did the framers of the Constitution mean when they put in that phrase, as may be? The other part of the issue is, does the Missouri Supreme Court actually make fact findings about what is or is not compact, as opposed to leaving that to lower courts to make fact findings, and then the appellate court makes decisions about matters of law is the definition of compactness and the application of whether or not something is compact. Is that even an issue that is proper before the Missouri Supreme Court? This is more of a bigger issue than you may realize, because it's not just the congressional districts. We have the State Senate Redistricting Commission that has to redraw its maps. And one of the lawyers in this case said, hey, Supreme Court, if you're going to rule out the congressional districts, you better come up with a definition that gives them some advice. And in the meantime, we also have the state house districts in a challenge that's working its way through the lower courts. So this is a election year ballot issue quagmire for our judges to try to figure out.
Why is redistricting in general such a contentious issue? Why is this
contentious this year? Because Missouri is losing a congressional district because of the population didn't rise as fast as it did in other states. And Missouri loses a congressional district. A Republican-controlled legislature decided that the district that effectively gets eliminated is the district of a Democrat, Russ Carnahan.
That's St. Louis City, correct?
Well, mostly St. Louis City. It actually goes into the county. It's South St. Louis City and into some out-city areas. That's angered Democrats, some Democrats, black Democrats supported. In fact, Jay Nixon's veto of the congressional redistricting map was overridden because of some blacks in Missouri's House supported it, because it assures that there is a solid black district for Lacey Clay, St. Louis City black Democrat, and a solid Democratic district for Cleaver in the Kansas City area. And that's the district, actually, it's under challenge under the court, because, boy, you look at that map, it's like a lizard extending out of the Kansas City area to pick up some Democratic western Missouri rural counties that vote Democratic because it's a solid Democratic district for Cleaver. But it's also the challenge in this case of, is a lizard-looking district compact?
All right. Well, Phil, thank you very much for joining me. I've been joined by Phil Brooks. He's a State House reporter in Jefferson City.
It's always good to talk with you.
Well, if you want to hear more from this program or simply get more political news, you can always go to our website. That's kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm Scott Kanowski.